podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
At Baker's, we work with local farms right in our own backyard to bring you food that's fresher than fresh. From homegrown watermelon that makes your mouth water to crisp corn picked right around the corner. Come pick out some yourself, because shopping for local produce should be as easy as shopping at your local Baker's. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
When you're a Boost member, you get free delivery, double fuel points, and lots more. Sign up at bakersplus.com/boost.
Hello, everybody. It is time for another one of our transfer pods here on the Blue Room. Looks like James Tarkowski is close to becoming an Everton player. Medical, personal terms, all that sorted, just waiting on the announcement. So as much as we are excited about the deal, we thought we'd try and get as ahead as possible and decided to speak to Natalie Bromley all about what we can expect from the defender in regards to his defensive ability, his work on the ball, his character, all those kinds of things. Spoke for about 25 minutes altogether. It is available in full over on the Blue Room Extra. It's patreon.com/the Blue Room Extra. If you want that bit of extra content from us, works out about £1 a week. We are going to be very busy over the summer. The link, if you want to join, is in the description for this podcast. In the meantime, here is a segment from that conversation where Natalie told us all about James Tarkowski, the character, and for the last few games of the season, the captain for Burnley as well, with Ben Mee out injured and on the sideline. So it's patreon.com/the Blue Room Extra if you want to get a bit more from us. In the meantime, hope you enjoy the rest of this podcast.
He has been an incredible member of our squad. He has had a really strong connection with the fans. I remember the season that we qualified for Europe. After the Player of the Year awards, he opened up this bar in Burnley Town Centre. It was a Sunday night, I think, and as many fans who could come in as they can, and he just got everybody drinks, and he had the DJ's microphone, and he was singing "We're All Going on a European Tour," and he was with all the fans, and he was as happy about European qualification as we were, and he's always had that really strong connection. I think towards the back end of last season, when Ben Mee got injured and he took the captain's armband for the last 10-11 games, my goodness, what an incredible captain he was. And I, to the point where I just think, oh my gosh, I can't believe we didn't put him as a captain earlier. He was a phenomenal leader. I don't place any significance on the Brentford. There were significant issues. He was a 22-year-old lad, I think, at the time. And I think we forget this as footballers. We see footballers as men. And you forget sometimes it can be 19, 20-year-old lads. And it's like, you think about yourself outside of the football Premier League bubble being 19, 20 years, you're very young, you're inexperienced in life, you don't make good life choices because you haven't yet got the life experience to make sensible choices. Yet we expect footballers at 21, 22 years of age to be perfect examples, amazing role models, have 40, 50-year-old wise heads on their shoulders and do everything right. So he was a 22-year-old lad. His family, his mum was really poorly at the time. The reason why he wanted to move to Burnley away from Brentford, he's from this area, he's local. His mum was really, really poorly, like seriously poorly. So he had the stress of that. And Brentford were putting a block on him being able to go home. And he made a decision at the time where he couldn't see any other option but to just refuse to play because he felt like he didn't have any control over his future. Is that the right thing to do as a professional? No, it's not. Is it the right thing to do as a person? Everybody has their own different personality triggers that way. You have your own moral stance, don't you, of where your boundaries lie. He felt at the time it was appropriate. Since coming to us, he's never stepped foot out of line and he's been a model professional. And I'm so, so jealous that you've got him because we will miss him so much. We will miss him, really, really miss him. When he said goodbye at the last game of the season, and most of us were heartbroken because, I mean, all three of them, Pope, Ben Mee and Tarkowski, are all gut-wrenching losses because all three of them have been incredible for us. So, yeah, I'm just really jealous. So please look after him. Please treat him well and, you know, try and get him into the England squad. That would be lovely for him. But, yeah, you've got a diamond coming your way. I'm envious.
I don't mind if he stays away from England. Doesn't really augur well for our players when they're going into the...
That's true, yeah.
But just one other thing I wanted to ask there, sure. When you're speaking there. You said about him being the captain and showing those leadership qualities in the last 10, 11 games. I imagine every Evertonian listening to this is what have picked up at the thought of that because it is something that our supporters constantly bemoan, the fact that we've got no leaders in the side. What was it about about him that sort of gave off the impression that he had those attributes? Was it like an obvious sort of show of almost cartoonish leadership? Was it what the players said? Was it just sort of leading by example? What was it about the way you went about it that made you think this fella's a natural captain?
It definitely wasn't sort of the obvious over the top cartoon leadership. He's quite a subtle character, and he isn't a gobby character that way. He isn't that guy. It was the willingness to step up in front of the camera and take the hard questions when the losses were there. He was the only one who talked about Dyche. Even our own club captains never mentioned Dyche being sacked. Tarkey was the only. Now, he was given the question, but he didn't avoid the question. He gave the answer. So he stepped up to the mark there and he talked about that. On the pitch, the way that he was just driving the players, he was always, he had a very young defence around him. He had Nathan Collins and Connor Roberts on the right wing, both of whom were very, very young. It was the way that he was just keeping an eye on them and constantly coaching them through the side, not coming down hard on them if they made a mistake, just trying to get them there. The way that he was with the fans at the end of the games, the way it was just everything. It was just his willingness in the game the most obvious one is that, bear in mind, why are we talking now? We're talking because he was leaving the club at the end of the season. And with 10 games to go, with Dyche being sacked, well, before Dyche got sacked, with 10 games to go, after that Brentford result, we looked dead and buried, were absolutely certain to go down to the Championship. He was leaving at the end of the summer to go and do somewhere else. He did not need to do anything that he did in the last game of the season, but he did. He went into the dressing room with Mike Jackson, took over and said, I am here for 10 more games. I will do everything that it takes to keep us up. He made good on that promise. He put 100% into every single game. He nurtured new young defenders when Ben Mee got injured. He rescued us, tracking back and making incredible blocks to try and stop us conceding goals. And he played right up to the very last minute of the very last game. So that, to me, I don't think we need any more. That tells you the character he is.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.